You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Jakub Tomáš. Jakub, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Jakub, we're going to talk about your show, The Field Robot of Myself. And this, of course, is up at Asia Kaisberg Gallery in New York. So to begin with, can you tell me a little bit about that title, The Field Robot of Myself?
Okay. The exhibition at Asia Kaisberg Gallery is the culmination of a larger series of paintings exploring a relationship between humans and new technologies. Robots and drones appear here not only as assistants, but also as pets or partners. And I wanted to explore the possibilities of coexistence between two entities, humans and machines, where the machine in my painting can inquire mental or physical parameters of a human or animal. And the title, The Field Robot of Myself, is the title that emerged with the help of a generative world model, like a ChatGPT. And this can also be considered a certain type of collaboration between human and machine. I input prompts related to my interest in the topic human and machine, and through gradual correction of the machine's outputs. We arrived at this somewhat surrealistic title, it could be said that it is a kind of verbal self-portrait from my recent period, encompassing my interest in work, landscape, machines, and etc.
That makes sense, and that's so interesting. Kind of. Relationship between humans and other objects and species, really. In one painting, it's called Someone is Watching. This is a large painting, and it seems to be more about a relationship to trees. Is it something unusual is happening here because a figure is in front of a cardboard house that looks quite fragile?
Okay. It was just maybe a little bit coincident, because the first idea was to paint some portrait of a woman front of the building, like and the building looks like a building after the war or after the attack, without the facade, the robot is hiding inside the building and watching the figure front of the house, and that's why I named the painting "Someone is Watching."
And tell me a little bit about your relationship to this series. We're talking about robots and pets and others. Can you tell me about your interest in this idea of communicating between humans and others?
It was maybe a little bit tendential, because the team of artificial and intelligent robots and other technical things are full of media, like podcast and news and something like that. And it probably influenced myself, and I I was thinking how it influences our society and people around me and myself. Yeah.
And how do you think it's influencing? You know, what do you think is happening? Because you're thinking about it in terms of your art.
Understand. I think how I said the technical products can be helpers or partners of our lives, and it probably influence all people a lot. maybe it's not clear, but
well, it is clear. It is clear. But where do you think this is going? How does this affect humans? It seems that you have a question about this. Is that the case? Is there a question that you have about where these relationships are going?
Okay. I future positively because there will be some wrong effects by the relations between and intelligent, but the benefit will be bigger than the wrong thing, negatives. So yeah, I am optimistic about this.
Yeah, I understand. Can you tell me about the painting? The Shoe in the Bowl, that's a very unusual title and composition. Tell me about the idea of this painting.
This painting doesn't fit in the style of the and style is similar, and I love the paintings and galleries also, so we decided to exhibit the painting too, and this is probably fun because I have three kids and we are together, and sometimes happening some strange things or happening if child jumped the shoe into the bowl, and it is something surrealistic and strange and beautiful for me. It's a really intensive feeling if they doing like that.
And there's another painting called Update, and you know, I have two questions about Update. Update. One painting with four figures and a computer. I'm curious about what's happening here, and also who are these figures? Is this a family portrait or something else?
No. The people are imaginary. And Update refers to to anyone who use technology. Update, for it can be understood as regeneration, rebirth, or renaissance. The painting depicts a group of people standing over the robot with seated girl repairing the robot, while the male figures around her look at her with distrust. While painting I thought about how competencies related to machine and technology repair are no longer and will not be exclusively made domains, and more software and hardware may be handled by women. Patience and ability to share and to solve multiple problems at once.
That makes sense, yeah. And there's another painting. There are a combination sometimes of machines and humans in these paintings, sometimes sitting on the machine, sometimes it looks like the machine is an extension of the human, an arm. There's one called Man, Machine, and Landscape. That's a very new one, which looks like a woman.
The orange one, yeah? The orange one.
Yes, and it looks like the woman is being fed something that looks almost like a small person on a plate. Can you tell me about this, the idea of this?
A kind of surrealistic composition also, but the theme is similar like the other paintings. Relation between landscape and what they are doing together and what they creating and it's some přirozeným prostředí jako in its natural environment like a house or room and it's a help and helper do some takes or exit and they can make dishwashing or wash the dishes and other things and holding some figures and washing toys and how I said, it's quite surrealistic, and it's maybe a little bit difficult to explain what's happening there, but because sometimes I don't know.
No, that's interesting because it's hard to tell. So it is about this one more, as you were saying, surrealistic than the others. A machine is helping to wash toys, it seems, right? But it also, of course, the toy seems like a small human being, but this is about washing toys, but there's a mystery in there, right? There's maybe a disconnect between what it means to be human. Is that part of what's happening here? Are you questioning what it means to be human or what we will be? I'm asking more about your ideas for a future that's a kind of combination of machine and humans. Are you comfortable with that future?
What can I do? It will come, and we have to be part of this world, and we have to get used to it. So I try to imagine the world and what's happening.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you, Jakob, for talking with me about this. Is there anything else you want to say about the paintings that I haven't asked? Is there something you want to add before I ask my last question?
I'm not sure. because I'm a little bit shy, and it's difficult to choose. Maybe what's interesting or significant for me that I'm mainly a painter, but a little bit sculptor, because before then I start to paint, I create models like maquettes, and this is kind of sketch or diorama or still life, figurative still life, and architecture model maybe. And after then I start to paint. So this is my process.
Thank you. Can you tell me what you're reading at the moment? I'm always interested.
Okay. I have read 3 books now. Olga Tokarczuk, Bieguni, she's a Polish writer, Nobelist, and probably everyone know. And Bieguni is about traveling, about travel, physical travel, mental travel. And the other books which I read now is Michel Hulenbeck. I don't know if translate is good, but probably Destroy. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure. I so enjoyed talking with you, and
thank
I wish you well on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.